Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Gwyneth Paltrow this morning.
I pick up Goop magazine like on occasion if I'm somewhere and I see it. I think I need to get a regular subscription because I'm so entertained by every story that we get and just fascinated with Gwyneth Paltrow and the things that she sells and promotes in her Goop magazine and on goop.com. Well, goop.com has a candle and it's scented like a woman's lady part.
Oh,
sad news. I'm sorry to report. It is currently sold out at $75 a pop.
Really?
Wow.
I'm good.
It is.
Can I sell this?
Yeah. How do we make one?
Yeah.
Were they purchased by mostly men?
We don't know. We do not have a breakdown exactly of who the audience is that is participating.
Oh. Wow.
But the candle is called This Smells Like My Vajayjay.
Really?
Except not vajayjay.
Fitting. Huh.
The story is that Gwyneth was developing scents with a perfume company, and when she tested this particular one, she said, ugh, this smells like a V.
Huh.
And so if you're wondering what is in this scent, I mean, I like all of these. I love geranium, citrusy bergamot, cedar.
I like cedar.
This is the quote.
Cedar?
This is the quote. Geranium, citrusy bergamot, and cedar absolutes juxtaposed with damask rose and ambrette seed. I'm not sure what ambrette seed is.
Wow.
And if you are interested in this candle, there is a waiting list that you can get on for when it is restocked.
Oh, so they are going to restock it.
I may need to do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because what was it? I tried to, there have been a couple of things that took off. I know one of them was that egg thing.
Oh, yeah.
That she.
Didn't she sell some kind of steamer, too?
Oh, yes. There was a steamer for down there. I didn't try to get that one.
Yeah.
But
There were a couple things I remember when she came out with the Goop magazine. They launched the website. I remember there were like a few beauty products that you and I looked up. Like, that doesn't sound too bad, but all of it was sold out and ridiculously expensive.
Yeah, people love it.
So is that going to be the new scent for your new home? The signature scent?
You know.
Gwyneth Paltrow's signature?
I will have to. I'm not big candles. Usually I would have to smell it because sometimes candles are a bit overwhelming for me.
Oh.
But if it's based in essential oils and Gwyneth did it, I'm sure it's not going to feel chemically.
If we show up at the open house and it smells like cedar, bergamot, and geranium.
Like, wait a minute.
You'll know.
Looking around.
Do they sell her stuff in stores anywhere? Like, can you go to an actual store? I'm going to be in New York. That's why I'm asking. Like, usually they always have like a Goop counter somewhere.
Oh, man. If there's a Goop counter somewhere, we should try to find out and see.
I'm on it.
So, at least some of the products, I'm sure.
I'm on it.
That she promotes in there would be there.
I'll let you know.
That would be cool. Yep. And I'm going to subscribe.
The Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions is still going on, and the contestants are also having a little fun online. James Holzhauer tweeted, "My wife is going to make me role play as Ken Jennings tonight." And Alex Trebek was like, "What is way too much information?"
Domino's Pizza has opened 800 new stores in Italy. Ooh, Italians are furious. It's causing a lot of drama.
Last year, Pokemon Go users spent almost $900 million in the app.
Ooh.
Either that or a three-year-old got a hold of their parents' phone for 5 minutes.
6:38, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Mostly to partly cloudy skies today. We'll see you high around 53. Right now, it's 41. More than... Oh, wrong.
What?
Started to do the wrong story. I was going to say more than 50 years after he played Robin on the Batman TV series in the 1960s, the actor, Burt Ward, finally got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame last week, and he celebrated by oversharing a little known fact from the days of the show. He told the crowd that his bulge was a little too big for network television.
You know, didn't you hear that same thing when we first started getting into radio?
All the time. So they tried various methods to hide it including pills that were supposed to actually shrink his equipment.
What?
Would you be okay doing that for your job?
Well, I don't know.
It was a big gig for him.
Yeah, that's extreme.
It is extreme.
Isn't there some sort of compression garment?
Yeah.
But, you know, if you go back to that era, I mean, weren't Hollywood stars taking pills for all kinds of things?
For everything under the sun. But what is this? I'm very curious about this pill. Is it some sort of, what kind? I mean, what is, how do you make it smaller? Is it the anti-steroid? Is it?
Oh, it might
be. What is?
Shrinkage.
Yeah, it could be maybe they gave him female hormones.
Some sort of hormone thing, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
He said, I took these pills for 3 days, and then I decided that, you know, they could potentially keep me from having children, so I just stopped doing it. And if you watch the episodes, he uses his cape to cover it.
That's funny.
Yeah. So anyway, that was the story that I thought was the Rock that I was... Because they both begin with R.
R. Robin and Rock.
And I just glanced at it for a second.
Gotcha.
But The Rock is developing a comedy based on his own childhood. Now, a lot of people saw The Rock around town last week. They were wondering what he was doing. And it turns out, I guess he's another celebrity with a tequila brand.
Correct.
That he's trying to get retailers to sell. And so... Cincinnati is a good place to start making the rounds, and that's why he was here. But I guess this new comedy based on his own childhood will be called Young Rock. That childhood includes being arrested regularly on the streets of Hawaii as a kid before his family was evicted from the state, buying his first car from a crackhead for $70, and starting off his career wrestling for $40 a match. Along the way, he also met heroes of his like Muhammad Ali and Andre the Giant. He says, it was almost as if I had the childhood of Forrest Gump. It was that kind of childhood and worthy of a television show to showcase it, highlight it. So, that's what we can look forward to.
Would
Young
you guys
Rock.
Watch it? It sounds neat.
Give it a whirl.
Give it a whirl.
Yeah.
I told the story on the video this morning. I was at the Oprah Vision 2020 Vision Tour over the weekend in Minneapolis. And each week on this tour, I think there's 9 dates altogether. She has a celebrity guest come and she interviews them. And Lady Gaga was last week. The one I went to was Tina Fey. Kate Hudson is on the list. Gayle King, Michelle Obama, Amy Schumer. These are just, you know, Julianne Hough.
Mm.
And so the flyer for the show is really funny because The Rock is also a celebrity that is coming. And so Tina Fey gets out on stage and she puts this flyer up on this screen and it's got all of these women and then a picture of The Rock right in the middle, his headshot right in the middle. Tina Fey looks at it and she says, this is how I think we should repopulate the earth. All of these women and The Rock.
And The Rock.
Oh. It was very, very funny.
He just had a baby last year, I think. Maybe he'd be down for that.
He might.
Now, you know who else is getting a TV series?
Clarice. You do that really well.
Hello, Clarice.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hannibal got his own show. Now it's time for FBI trainee Clarice Starling to shine. A drama called Clarice from Silence of the Lambs is in development for CBS. It's tentatively scheduled to debut next season. You may recall Jodie Foster played Clarice in the 1991 film Silence of the Lambs, and the series will take place after those events. There's no word yet on casting, but here's the scene from the movie, the famous scene from the movie where Clarice goes into Buffalo Bill's house and quickly realizes he's the killer.
Good afternoon. Sorry to bother you. I'm looking for Mrs. Lippman's family.
What's the problem, officer?
Well, I'm investigating the death of Frederica Bimmel. Your name is?
Jack Gordon.
Mr. Gordon. Good. Well, Frederica used to work for Mrs. Lippman. Did you know her?
No, huh? Oh, wait. Was she a great big fat person?
Yeah, she was a big girl, sir.
Yeah, I read about her in the newspaper. Mrs. Lippman had a son. Well, maybe he could help you. I got his card in here someplace. So, do you want to come in while I look for it?
May I?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, so the series will take place after those events, and again, it's tentatively scheduled for next.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.